You're listening to Murder Mystery Fun Time.
The vintage manor is filled with an eerie silence as Gage, a seasoned detective, and Michaela, his astute partner, cautiously enter the foyer, their footsteps echoing on the polished marble floor.
Something doesn't feel right, Gage. It's too quiet.
Keep your wits about you, Michaela. We may not be alone in here. They move forward, their flashlights piercing the darkness as they search for any sign of life. Suddenly, they spot a figure slumped against the wall, a pool of blood spreading beneath them.
Gage, look!
Stay back, Michaela. We don't know if the killer is still here. They approach the figure cautiously, their hearts pounding with anticipation as they brace themselves for what they might find. As they draw closer, they see that the figure is Mr. Winters, the wealthy owner of the manor, his lifeless eyes staring into the darkness.
It looks like he's been murdered.
No shit, Sherlock. And the killer may still be here in the house. We need to find them before they strike again. Gage and Michaela exchanged a determined glance, knowing that they must uncover the truth behind Mr. Winter's death before it's too late. Gage and Michaela search the foyer for any clues that might lead them to the killer, their flashlights sweeping over every inch of the room.
Gage, look at this.
What have you found? Michaela points to a small, blood-stained object on the floor, her brow furrowed in concentration.
It looks like a broken necklace, perhaps torn off in a struggle.
It could be a crucial piece of evidence. Let's bag it and send it to the lab for analysis. They carefully collect the broken necklace, knowing that it may hold the key to solving the mystery. Gage and Michaela continue their search, their determination unwavering as they scour every corner of the foyer for any sign of the killer.
It's like they vanished into thin air.
They're still here, Michaela. They're still here. They're in the walls. We just need to find them before they strike again. As they move deeper into the manor, their senses on high alert for any sign of danger, they know that time is running out. Gage and Michaela enter the library, their flashlights cutting through the darkness as they search for any clue that might lead them to the killer. Michaela, look at this. He points to a letter on the desk, contents written in shaky hand.
I know what you did, and I'll make you pay.
It looks like Mr. Winters was being threatened before he died. This could be our lead. They exchange a determined glance, knowing that they're one step closer to uncovering the truth. Gage and Michaela continue their search, their determination unwavering, as they pore over every inch of the library for any sign of the killer for the ninth time. Shortly after, Gage and Michaela made their way to the study. Michaela, look at this. He points to a photograph on the desk, its edges frayed with age.
It's a picture of Mr. Winters and his estranged daughter. But why would he keep it hidden away like this?
They exchange a concerned glance, realizing that there may be more to Mr. Winter's death than meets the eye.
We'll be right back to Murder Mystery Fun Time right after this commercial break.
Do you wish that you could go to Truck Month, but you can't? Does your dad call you a sissy and say that you could never be a real man? Well, now it's time to be a man. Come on down and listen to 91.3 The Blaze. Your journey to manhood starts here.
Welcome back to Murder Mystery Fun Time, where death and murder meets fun.
Suddenly, a noise from outside distracts them, sending a chill down their spines.
Did you hear that, Gage?
Someone else is in the house. We need to find them before they find us.
They're close, Gage. I can feel it.
Stay behind me, Michaela. We don't know what we're dealing with. They move forward, their flashlights cutting through the darkness for the 10th time as they search for the killer. Suddenly, the killer emerges from the shadows, their eyes gleaming with malice as they advance towards Gage and Michaela.
Gage, it's them!
Stop right there! We know what you've done! The killer freezes, their face contorted with rage as they realize their identity has been exposed.
You don't know anything, and you won't live long enough to find out.
Gage and Michaela exchange a determined glance for the 11,000th time, knowing they must face the killer head on if they ever hope to bring them to justice. Suddenly, A struggle ensues, the sounds of fists and bodies colliding, echoing through the darkness as Gage and Michaela fight to bring the killer to justice.
We won't let you get away with this.
The truth will come out one way or another. As the struggle intensifies, Gage and Michaela refuse to back down, the determination unwavering as they fight to bring the killer to justice. But then suddenly...
Oh my God, you killed me, I'm dead.
The killer was dead. Gage and Michaela exchange one last glance until Gage spoke. Maybe we're the killers now.
God damn it.
As they battle against the darkness raging inside, Gage and Michaela know that they must never give up the fight for justice, even if they are murderers.
Dun, dun, dun! Thanks for listening to Murder Mystery Fun Time. Tune in same time next week.